It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening. Welcome back to Lee Arena on the Washburn campus in Topeka, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State and Washburn in game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. For the Northwest Missouri State men, they're 15-6, 8-4 in conference play. Washburn comes in with a 14-5 overall record. They're 7-4 in MIAA play. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, it's just one of several big games around the MIAA. When you look at the men's standings, there are seven teams, the top seven teams in the conference, all within two games of each other coming into this weekend. Action.
Yeah, you know, and so that means there's a lot of big games each and every night in the MIAA or afternoon, as the case may be. But this one no different. These two teams on similar paths. It seems like each time the teams win a couple in a row or maybe pick up some momentum, they end up with a loss or two, and Washburn battling through injury problems just like Northwest has this year.
And Washburn coming off a loss to Missouri Western at home on a Wednesday night. Northwest on the road out to Hayes, Kansas with that exciting game, but a tough one-point loss to Fort Hays State.
Yeah, and this is a tough one to follow it up with. It's tough to beat Washburn here at home, and especially to see them lose twice in a row at home is very rare.
Thank you, Bob. Bearcats, we'll be back and have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting his ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest and Washburn going through their pregame warm-ups for this men's matchup. And, Matt, one of the things that stands out when you look at Washburn, a team coming in nationally ranked 17th in the nation, is some teams have been able to shoot some phenomenal field goal percentages against them. Missouri Western on Wednesday night shot 58% from the field, but the thing that the Ichabods do very well is they limit the possessions the other team has.
Yeah, that's right. You know, a lot of ball control, and they want to run basically the game. They want to have control of what's going on, and they can do that somewhat on the offensive end because obviously they are giving up some good looks and giving up some good opportunities for the opponent, but you can kind of control the pace of the game and the possessions, like you mentioned, on the offensive end. I think that's what we'll see Washburn do tonight.
Northwest and Washburn, we'll be back here from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
A 2000 business management graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Maurice Huff, played basketball at Northwest for two seasons from 1997 through 99 and says he gained a lot from playing under former Bearcat head basketball coach Steve Tapmeyer.
Coach Tapp had a tremendous impact on my life at that time, just just helping me mature as a young man, and just to play under him, and then to get there, play basketball, and actually graduate with my degree in business management was just an awesome experience.
Following graduation, Huff enlisted in the military in 2003 and has had two tours of duty in Iraq and recently returned from a tour of duty in Afghanistan.
I'm a military police officer, and I just love the experience, and that's one of the things that I think basketball kind of prepared me for was I joined the military to gain a little bit more leadership experience, and I think basketball gave me a foundation to build on. I mean, you have to lead at certain times, but you also have to learn how to follow as well, and that's why, like I say, basketball has taught me a lot. My military career, I've currently, in October of this year, it'll be 10 years, so I'm just over 9.5 years, and just plan on, just trying to, make 20 years.
Huff is originally from Bloomington, Illinois, and is currently stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. He recently had a chance to return to the Northwest campus and speak to the Bearcats before one of their games.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to our pregame show as the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team gets set to face Washburn tonight in Topeka. Coach, the team coming off another one-point game, only this time around, coming up on the short side of the score over in East Kansas on Wednesday, but still playing some teams very good, and a heck of a matchup tonight with Washburn.
Yeah, Washburn's really good. They got everybody back from last season. They're tough at home. I think I've won here one time since I've been head coach. So, it's going to be a tough contest. We're going to have to be ready to handle their physicality.
What are some of the main things when you look at what Washburn brings to the floor that makes them tough here at Lee Arena?
Rebounding, number one. Number two, their turnover differential. Those are the two main and only things that you need to concern yourself with when you play in Washburn.
It seems like when you look at shooting percentages against the Ichabods that some teams can put up some good percentages, but again, you have to, take advantage of some opportunities if they give you those opportunities.
Yeah, I think that's part of their game. They come down and they'll run some just false motion and for about 20 seconds, then get a shot late in the shot clock, and then go after the offensive rebound. Well, their theory is if we decrease possessions and then get offensive rebounds and also turn the other team over, that means we don't have to shoot as high a percentage offensively, and we can give up a higher percentage defensively. As long as we increase our own possessions, we can continue to do that. That's their theory.
Now, you always get a tough game when you come here, as you mentioned, at Lee Arena, but a Washburn team coming off a loss on Wednesday, they're going to be especially focused for tonight.
Yeah, and it's Northwest. I think we've always had somewhat of a rivalry going, and both of us won the conference last year, and they've got everybody back, and we had quite a bit back. Obviously, we're missing two key ingredients, but it'll be a fun game. It'll be tough.
And one of the things that makes it fun at this time of year, you look at Northwest Washburn, both playing for an opportunity to be at the top of the MIAA, and there are seven teams right now within two games of each other, so it's a race right now, and this is one of the important games here at the end of the season.
Yeah, this is a chance for some separation. If you can get one of these, steal one on the road, especially against one of those effort teams, I think you give yourself a shot to make the postseason national tournament along with the conference tournament. So, we're trying to take each game at a time, one game at a time, but our ultimate goal is to continue to try to build towards that conference championship.
And again, what are the main keys for tonight's game?
Rebound, take care of the ball.
All right, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, John.
Hey, Coach, and the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
The work of mixed-media artist, calligrapher, and abstract painter John Chang is showcased in the latest exhibit at Northwest Missouri State University's Olive Deluce Art Gallery. Chang's exhibit, Encounters of Space, opened Monday, January 28th at the Charles Johnson Theater in the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building. Chang is a native of Shanghai, China, who now resides in Southern California and expresses the duality of his Chinese and American experiences. Chang says he hopes his showcase will show off many years of training.
I want people to see the form, the shape, the technique of the Chinese ink calligraphy, and also they can see the Western abstraction because I grew up with it. I trained when I was young, 10, 15 years to train to write the calligraphy, the traditional. It's very hard. Just like the Western, they train the traditional painting, drawing. It takes for a while. And today, probably students don't pay attention about those skills. So that's why I want to bring, it looks easy, but it's not easy. It takes a long time to train both sides, East and Western, you know, traditional paintings, drawings, calligraphy, technique. And I want people to see it's very pleasure, drawing, simple, but behind the painting, it's not that simple. It carries a lot of story, historical, you know, culturally, and Eastern, Western, American, Chinese. So that's what I want people to engage, to learn from their experience, their point of view.
John Chang's Encounters of Space art exhibit will be open through Friday, March 8th in the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building on the Northwest Missouri State University campus.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Lee Arena on the Washburn University campus in Topeka, Kansas, Northwest and Washburn are getting ready to go at it in the men's matchup. Earlier tonight, the Washburn women defeated Northwest 64-53. The Washburn women ranked ninth coming into tonight's action. They're now 11-1 in the conference, 17-3 overall. The Northwest women 11-10 and 5-8 in the conference. Here in the men's game, Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. Let's check the starting lineups first of all for the Northwest men. We'll be looking at Bryson Williams in one of the guard spots, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also Tyler Funk, a 6'3 junior from Kearney, Missouri, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a contest. Now Wallace in the lineup, a 5'11 sophomore out of Bellevue, Nebraska, at the point guard position, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's 5th in the MIAA in assists per game at just under 5 per contest. Also 3rd in the conference in assist turnover ratio at 2.1. D'Angelo Haley, one of the forward spots, a 6'3 senior out of Detroit, Michigan and Kankakee Community College, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds per contest. And Kyle Schlake inside, 6'10, a junior out of Firth, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds a contest. Again, for Northwest, going without Dylan Starzl, who's been out since first half of that matchup in Warrensburg a couple weeks ago with Central Missouri with the knee injury when he's trying to take a charge underneath the bucket. He's over on the sidelines, will not play in tonight's game. Now for Washburn, they will be starting at one of their guard spots, Will McNeil, who's second in the MIAA in scoring, averaging 18 points and 6 rebounds a game. He started all 19 games this season, a returning All-American. He had a double-double against Missouri Western, his 7th of the season. And it's a 52nd straight game that he's been in double-figure scoring. So Will McNeil, a guy to watch for, the 6'1 senior out of Alexandria, Louisiana. Also, Martin Mitchell, a 6-foot senior from Memphis, Tennessee, coming off a big game against Missouri Western as well. He had 32 points in the loss to Missouri Western. That was a career high. He averages 15 points and 3 rebounds a game. He knocked down 7 threes in that game against the Griffins. Inside, Bobby Chipman, the son of Coach Bob Chipman, a 6'8 senior out of Topeka. He started all 19 games, averaging 9 points and 8 rebounds a game. He's also fifth in the MIAA in block shots, averaging 1.3 blocks per game, and second in defensive rebounds at almost 6 defensive boards a contest. This is a Washburn team, by the way, block shot-wise, is second in the conference in the block shots. Also inside, Zach Riggins, a 6'6 senior out of Leavenworth, Kansas. He transfers from North Florida, coming back to near his home area, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. So that's and also one other person in the lineup for Washburn, Kyle Wiggins, a 6'2 sophomore out of Leavenworth, Kansas. He started 14 of the 19 games, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. He tied a career high against Missouri Western on Wednesday with 6 assists in that matchup. Again, it's Northwest and Washburn. We'll be back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Northwest Missouri State soccer coach Tracy Hosa has announced the signing of 3 high school players and 1 junior college transfer. Alyssa Steens of Maryville and Alexis Taylor of Lincoln, Nebraska will join the Bearcats as freshmen this fall. And Anae Watatoka of West Des Moines, Iowa enrolled at Northwest for the current spring semester. The lone junior college transfer is Nicole Cronin of Limerick, Ireland, who comes to Northwest from Hutchinson Community College. Hosa says this year's recruiting class will add more skills, speed, and strength in an already competitive roster for the 2013 season.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State and Washburn University, just a couple minutes away from tip-off from Lee Arena in Topeka. Along back order, I'm John Coffey. The Northwest men at 15-6. They're 8-4 in the MIAA. Washburn's 14-5 and 7-4 in the conference. We owe you a station break. This falls 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Most of the action around MIAA this afternoon in men's finals. It was Southwest Baptist with a win over Pittsburgh State in Pittsburgh, Kansas, 81-75. Central Oklahoma defeated Lincoln, 89-80. That game being played in Edmond. Also this afternoon, it was Northeastern State with a win over Truman State in Tahlequah, 72-56. Emporia State defeated Lindenwood, 61-52. And Fort A State wins again. They defeat Nebraska Kearney 94-68. Women's finals from this afternoon. Size to the Northwest lost to Washburn 64-53. It was Pittsburgh State defeating Southwest Baptist 74-61. Central Oklahoma with a win over Lincoln 88-79. And a close one, Northeastern State as Truman State 46-44. Emporia State with a big win over Lindenwood 85-54. And it was Fort Hays Stateswoman winning again, defeating Nebraska Kearney 87-63. Last update we had from the Missouri Southern Central Missouri game, that was a 1-point contest midway through the second half with Missouri Southern up on the Jennies 43-42.
Busy day of basketball, and boy, a lot of anticipation about this one here tonight as Northwest Missouri State matches up against Washburn. And tell you what, you know, Washburn has been ranked in the nation, which is always interesting to me when really Northwest has been ahead of them in the standings in the MIAA throughout. But a chance for Northwest to prove a point if they can come out and play here well tonight.
Now, Washburn comes in ranked 17th nationally at 14-5 and 7-4. Northwest 15-6 and 8-4 in conference play. Bearcats were ranked nationally early in the season, and that trip out to Hawaii where they dropped a couple of games, fell out of the rankings about that time, and have never got back in the rankings.
Yeah, it's always, rankings are always interesting, especially when you've got basketball games that are not available across the country. So people who are voting on those rankings and things like that, you know, you don't have the knowledge necessary, I think, to get proper rankings. And so that's why I don't think the teams worry too much about it, whether they're ranked high or not. A lot of fun for fans and something for us to talk about. But really, when it comes right down to it, whatever you do in your conference is what will get you into having success in postseason play.
Good matchup between Washburn and Northwest this evening. And going back to comments from Coach Finn McCullough, Matt, he talks about a big key is rebounding and taking care of the basketball against this Ichabod team.
Yeah, absolutely. The Ichabods focus very hard on rebounding. They'll send a lot of guys to the glass and really try to get after it. They're also a physical basketball team, and Northwest has seen physical play before, but they're going to have to be ready for it again tonight.
And Washburn takes care of the basketball, only averaging 11 turnovers a game. That's tops in the MIAA. Bobby Chipman will jump center for Washburn. For Northwest, it's Kyle Schlick. Will Lindy, the lead official, will toss the ball up, and the tip is controlled by the Ichabods as they go from our right to our left in their home white uniforms with the navy blue trim, and Northwest in the trailing green uniforms with the black numerals trimmed in white. Out to the top of the key off the right side, Zach Regan's free throw line jumper over Slake. Air ball, rebound underneath the bucket. Wallace with it for the catch from our left to our right on the fast break. Williams through the lane to the bucket. Now dishes low left for Slake off the glass, misses the shot. Rebound tipped into lane. Funk comes away with it and will kick it back out. Northwest to set up the offense. Man-to-man defense out of the Ichabods. With it off the left side, Wallace dribbling right in front of the Ichabod bench and their head coach, Bob Chipman, in his 34th season as head coach. Now to Funk, down the lane, right side, lays it up, misses it. Slake tries to keep the ball alive, but it's controlled in the lane by Will McNeil. We'll hear a lot out of him throughout this evening's game. He takes it top of the key, dishes left side for Kyle Wiggins. Now to McNeil, who will hand off on the right side for Martin Mitchell, coming off a 32-point performance against Missouri Western. Right side pass for Mitchell, guarded by Wallace, gets a screen by Chipman in the left corner for Wiggins. Out front they go to Mitchell, a very deliberate offense out of the Ichabods. Out between the circles for McNeil. Shot clock's down to 8. McNeil out near the timeline. Now to 6 on the shot clock. Goes one-on-one, kicks it left side, finds Wiggins. Wiggins with 2 on the shot clock. Inside the arc on the wing, hits. Jumper just barely grazed the rim. The rebound at the free throw line to Zach Riggins, who throws it away, trying to fight for the ball as well. It goes right to the Bearcat sideline.
Yeah, he went to throw it to the right side, and Mitchell ducked underneath it. Usually with a pass, you try to catch the pass. Mitchell, not following those rules, ducked underneath the pass, and it sailed out of bounds.
Generally good practice to try to catch if it's coming from your teammate, at least. Off the left side, Williams to the top of the key. Looks left wing, Wallace. Man-to-man out of the box. Wallace expires. The dribble goes cross-court right side for Williams. To the top of the key, inside the arc, pulls up to dribble. Trying to look and goes low left side for Funk. Out top of the key for Williams. Down the lane, tries, and a whistle and a foul. As a collision underneath the bucket. And the reaction of the Ichabod fans, this will be a block coming up on Washburn inside. Getting called for the foul, Bobby Chipman, that's his first. Sliding over, trying to draw a charge, instead gets called for the foul. And Northwest will inbound baseline left. Wallace inbound into the left corner for D'Angelo Haley, who's picked up by Wiggins. Dribbles off the left side. Out front for Wallace. He's off between the circles. Pulls up the dribble. Finds Healy. Now off the left sideline to Williams. At the free throw line, expires his dribble. Goes right side for Wallace on the wing. Cross court left side for Williams. Into the lane. 14-foot jumper short. May have been deflected. Inside is Riggins with the rebound. And an outlet goes to McNeil on the break. Lost the handle on it. Funk on the floor. Dives after it. Controls it and gets the pass away to Williams. And here comes Northwest from our left to our right. Wallace now will slow it up and walk it across the timeline. Neither team scored. 17-41 left first half. Wallace through the lane. Left corner for Funk. Thought about it. Now drives and gets called. Whistle on the foul. Reach in. This will come up on Chipman. He'll pick up his second foul.
So there's a group of students here, kind of like the shirtless Bearcats, painted up without shirts on, but they are really struggling trying to figure out what order they should be in and how to spell everything out.
Spelling itcha now, whatever that is. Well, English might not be their majors down there.
They're getting close.
Now to the top of the key, Wallace looks left side, finds Williams, now to Wallace on the right. Still no score, 17-22 left in the first half. Expected a defensive struggle in this first half, and we're kind of getting that. Williams with it out right side. Cross court left side for Wallace. Bounce pass to the top of the key, Williams. Shot clock at 8. Williams to the free throw line, dribbling into the lane. Lost the handle on the dribble, and it is picked up by Washburn. On the break, Mitchell to the bucket, lays it up, is fouled. Should be on the floor. Let's see if they'll count the bucket or not. Gene Millentree, the official, will count the bucket. And that's the first bucket of the game, as Mitchell got the layup, and Tyler Funk will pick up the foul, his first.
Well, now those students are all lined up, but they have forgotten a B. So it's just the ICA odds, but they made up for it with 2 exclamation points.
Free throw missed by Mitchell, and the rebound Haley for Northwest. 2-0. Washburn in front of the Bearcats. Haley with a dribble to the left wing. Out front left side finds Wallace. Wallace, top of the key, through the lane. Fires the dribble out of a double team. Out front for Funk. One dribble, left side Haley. Haley, between the legs with the dribble, guarded defensively by McNeil. To the free throw line, spins. Fadeaway jumper at the elbow off the front of the rim. Rolls around and out. Haley fighting for the rebound and will go off of Chipman out of bounds. It belonged to the Bearcats. But great hustle by Haley after realizing his shot had a shot to an opportunity to roll off the rim on the right side. Hustled after the rebound and Cats will get it. Slate goes to the sideline. And into the game, Grant Kozad for Northwest. Inbound right side for Haley. Dribbles to the right wing. Out top of the key, Williams. Looks left side, Funk on the left sideline. Goes to the Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line at the dribble. Stops, takes the jumper, and knocks it down from 15. Now Wallace makes it a 2-2 ball game. 16-16 left in the first half. Two of the top teams in the MIAA in defense. Northwest, the number one team, and Washburn right behind them. Down the lane, right side to the bucket. And laying it up and in, Zach Riggins. And it's a 4-2 Ichabod lead. Washburn only giving up 63 points per game. Northwest giving up just 60.2 points per contest. Into the front court, left side, Wallace. Between the circles, looks right side. Funk to the free throw line right. Out between the circles, Haley. Chest pass left side for Wallace. Trying to go low with it, tipped up in the air by Mitchell. Controlled by Washburn on the fast break. McNeil through the lane, off balance, goes up with a shot, misses it. A foul being called on the play as well. And this one to go against Northwest. Tyler Funk will pick up his second foul. Your officials today, Will Lindy, along with Gene Millentree and Nathan Chitwood, a couple of the experienced officials around the MIAA, and Lindy and Millentree.
That's a relief.
Yeah, we've seen some new ones this year.
A lot of them.
McNeil going to the free throw line to shoot one. Actually, should be shooting two here. The deep breath. And deep knee bend now. Takes his time. First free throw good. Nothing good enough. His first point of the game. He's an 81% shooter. 132 of 163 at the free throw line. Zach Riggins will go to the sideline and into the ball game. Joseph Smith for Washburn. A couple more substitutions for Coach Chipman. Into the ball game, Christian Holtaker, a 6'5 sophomore from McPherson, Kansas. And also Jared Henry coming into the game. An Olsaker name, a name familiar to Washburn Athletics. He had a sister who was a heck of a player on the women's side. McNeil back at the line. Again, takes a lot of time. It's been effective for him, though. It's the next free throw. 6-2 game. Washburn in front of Northwest from Lee Arena. Good crowd on in. Now Alex Sullivan for the Cats enters the ball game, goes right side. Need to get a little more offense out of Alex tonight. He didn't even shoot the ball against Fort Hays State. Out front between the circles goes to Williams. Now left side for Wallace. Wallace being pushed toward the sideline and a foul coming up on Jared Henry. That'll be his first. And that will be the third team foul on the Ichabods.
That's what's even more frustrating about that is Sullivan took a shot in the game, but it was after a whistle and a foul, and he hit a three from the corner, but unfortunately, the only shot he took is one that didn't count.
Wallace bounced pass low left for Kozad, trying to post up. Turns, takes the jumper from seven off the front of the rim, and the rebound in the lane, pulled down by Martin Mitchell, and he'll take it across the timeline. Looks right side on the wing, McNeil, and a whistle, and away from the ball. Let's see what we got here. This one to go against Northwest. Jose gets called for the foul, trying to position inside. That's his first foul.
And McNeil just got a warning from the official because well after the whistle blew, he drove along the baseline, went up and dunked the basketball, and the official came in and told him, when we blow the whistle, you stop.
Inbound right side goes to McNeil. Left-handed dribble out top of the key between the circles for Mitchell. And Mitchell coming off a 32-point performance Wednesday night with the Griffins. He knocked down seven threes in that game. Outside out of a trap out front with the dribble was McNeil, and a whistle and a foul. This one to come up on Northwest. And Grant Kozak quickly picks up his second foul, breaking the action. Got a low-scoring game going at Lee Arena. It's Washburn 6, Northwest 2, 14:49 left in the first half. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
6-2, Washburn in front of Northwest with 14:49 left in the first half. Matt's still watching the situation with the shirtless Ichabod fans. And the
bee just showed up. They stood there with Ichabods there for, well, since the beginning of the ball game. And now a very large blue-haired, the hair is big, but the body isn't, but the bee is in, so we're good to go.
Must have got caught in traffic or something.
Yeah.
Northwest down by 4, 14:43 left in the first half. Joseph Smith at the elbow on the right side. Out right side for Mitchell. Now cross court left McNeil. Back right side is Smith. Left side for McNeil. Hands off to Jared Henry. They go on the perimeter of the Bearcat defense. Northwest playing man-to-man. Out front McNeil. And they go low with it. Smith with the ball fake. Up with the shot. Misses the shot. The tip in. And it misses. And inside rebound goes to Northwest and Bryson Williams. Cats down by 4, 14-17, left in the first half. Wallace off the left side, pass finds Haley between the circles. He's being pressured by Wilsaker, drives down the lane, right side, and runner, good, and a foul. He just forced that shot as he is fouled going up with it, and he'll get a chance at a three-point trip to the free throw line as Christian Wilsaker picks up the foul.
That was a tough shot. I didn't think he was even going to get that out of his hands, but he got it up from about 8 feet out, knocked it down.
6-4. Northwest trails, Haley at the line, and it rims around and out. Schlake with the rebound for the Cats. Pushes it to Haley, left corner, left wide open. The three rims around and out, and the rebound inside put away by Washburn and Mitchell. On the right side for the Ichabods, driving Olsaker into the right corner, Smith. They swing at left side, Mitchell. It was out between the circles. Looks left wing for Henry. Guarded by Sullivan. Out front pass. Almost stolen by Haley, but picked up by Wilsaker. Looks on the right side, McNeil. McNeil dribbles out between the circles. Out near the big W at the free throw line. Extended. Takes a jumper. Rattles around. And out. And the rebound, the putback is good by Smith in the lane. Got the carom off the rebound. And then got his shot to fall. And it's still a four-point game. 8-4, the Ichabods in front of Northwest. Wallace dribbles right side to the free throw line, through the lane, kicks it out left side for Williams, left side for Haley on the wing. Thought about the three, instead will bring it back to Williams, cross court right side, Sullivan. Started by McNeil. Sullivan with the pull up on the dribble, goes cross court right side, Wallace. Just over 13 minutes left in the half. Northwest trailing 8-4. Now Williams dribbles off his foot, but was able to keep his dribble, goes left side for Wallace. And with four on the shot clock, takes a jumper on the left wing, misses, and the long rebound to Henry and Washburn. On the fast break, Eller Ilsaker down the lane, left side, off the glass, no. Fight for the board, Williams crashes, and there'll be a held ball belonging to Washburn. But good hustle by Williams there to tie up Jared Henry, and the ball belongs to Nicolazzo, inbound baseline right. Kyle Wiggins back into the ballgame, and Martin Mitchell get his first breather. Now they're going to say possession or goes to Northwest, so now they switch to Northwest will inbound. 8-4 score, Northwest trailing. End of the game for the Cats, Connor Kirker, handling the point duties. Takes across the timeline, dribbles between the circles, finds Williams, now to Wallace on the right wing. Cross court left side for Kirker, picked up by Earlsaker. Dribbles to the baseline, hooks the pass out front for Slake on the perimeter, back to Kirker. Kirker lobs it out right side for Wallace. 12 on the shot clock. Wallace looks right wing for Sullivan. Fakes left, goes right down line to the baseline. Cut off. Now on the right side, Williams takes the jumper short from 17. Sullivan with the rebound. The putback rejected out of bounds as Joseph Smith with the block shot. Smith with his 17th block of the season as a team. The Ichabods second behind Fort A State in blocks. 4 seconds on the shot clock as Wallace gets ready to inbound. And now they're going to put 35 on the shot clock. So, Cats will inbound, go to Slate, one dribble in the lane, up for the shot. It's rejected again by Smith. His second straight block, and here comes Washburn on the break. Left side goes McNeil. Cross court right side pass for Wiggins. Wiggins out front, goes cross court left to Henry. To the left wing, McNeil. They look right side for Wiggins. Wiggins drives to the baseline. Their little runner rejected that time by Wallace, but a foul as well. And this one will go on Bryson Williams. That'll be his first. 8-4 score, 11:52 left in the first half. We expected a defensive battle, and both teams still on single digits. Wiggins going to the free throw line. He's a good free throw shooter, 77% on the year. Left-handed shooter, first one good. His first bucket of the game. Chipman back into the ballgame for the Ichabods. Also, Martin Mitchell coming back in. And Zach Riggins into the game as well. Kyle Wiggins at the free throw line. And Zach Riggins, best of friends growing up in Leavenworth, Kansas. Second free throw by Wiggins on the way. Good. Now a 10-4 game. Ichabods in front of Northwest. Kirker, Kamara left to our right. Into the front court and trapped immediately. Gets a quick pass right side for Wallace. Now back to Kirker. Freshman with the dribble. Goes right side for Williams. To Wallace on the right wing. Cross court left side for Kirker. Man to man out of the Ichabods. Kirker off the left wing with the dribble. Trying to get a screen by Wallace. Rather by Williams. Pulls off. Goes to Williams left side. Now to Wallace in front of the scorer's table off the left. With the dribble down the lane. Kicks it left corner. Kirker, the left-handed three is too hard. And the rebound fought for by Sullivan. Clears it back out. And Northwest will set up the offense again.
A couple of offensive rebounds for Lance Sullivan.
Out between the circles. With it is Wallace. Wallace between the circles, behind the back with the pass on the left side for Kirker. Kirker near the elbow on the left, goes low left for Slake. Slake into lane, up for the shot, off the rim left, and fight for the rebound and a foul. Sullivan cleared the rebound, but it's going to get called for a push, I believe, as well, trying to fight for position with Chipman. Sullivan will pick up his first foul. 16th foul on the Bearcats. Wallace to get his first breather of the game, and into the game comes Lyle Harris. Wallace this season has been among the leaders in minutes played in the conference. Getting a rest here with 10:57 left in the half. Sullivan to pressure Mitchell into the front court. Between the circles, Chipman goes into the left corner for Henry. Backs out, wants a jumper, and it would have been a two, but he misses it too hard. Rebound to Harris, and here comes Northwest on the break. Actually, Williams with the board. Out, it goes to Harris. Now to Williams. Cross court right side. Kirker to the right wing. Sullivan sets up. He'll take the three out front. Got it. Nothing but net. Alex Sullivan knocks down the three. And Northwest Missouri State down by three. 10-7. At midcourt, Chipman will take him in the front court. Goes cross court left side for Mitchell. Guarded by Alex. Out to the top of the key is Riggins. Now left side for Mitchell. Trying to go low with it. Williams steps in front of the pass as he wanted to go to Chipman. Low post off that left side. Williams came over on the help side to double team with Slake inside. Knocks the ball out of bounds. Henry will go to the sideline. Will McNeil back in for Coach Bob Chipman. Inbound all the way up front, left side for Wiggins. Left-handed dribble, free throw line left, takes the jumper, got it. He's got 4 points. It's a 12-7 lead for the Ichabods. Midway through the first half, Lyle Harris into the front court right side. Between the circles, pulls up, looks right side for Sullivan. Back to Harris out front. Right side for Sullivan. Couple dribbles. Now to the right wing. High post finds Slake. Slake off the right side. Cross court left for Crooker. Shot clock's down to 11. Now driving as Harris through the lane. Kind of a poor shot as he forced it inside. Misses it in the rebound coming to Ichabod's on the fast break. Across the timeline on the right side goes McNeil. Hands off out front for Martin Mitchell. Cross court left side Wiggins. Now back right side Mitchell. Mitchell finds at the free throw line, cutting out McNeil, trying to dump it low, overthrown, intended for Chipman, picked up by Schlake for Northwest. Cast down, 12-7, 9-19 left in the first half. Lyle Harris into the front court, dribbles between the circles, gets a screen by Schlake, down the lane to the bucket on the right side, a little bit of a buck, knocks it down and a foul, and he'll get to the free throw line.
Well, it's a couple of times we've seen Northwest players hit really tough shots while drawing fouls. The first one was from D'Angelo Haley, this one from Harris.
And that time, foul coming up on Washburn. And a break in the action with 9-10 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn 12-9. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University is one of 55 sites throughout the state hosting FAFSA Frenzy to assist future and current college students who are seeking assistance with completing the free application for federal student aid. The FAFSA is the first step all students must take to obtain financial assistance to attend college. The Northwest event will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, February 17th in Colden Hall, room 1200. Parking is available in the faculty lot on the northeast corner of the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building.
9-10 left in the first half. Northwest trailing Washburn 12-9. Harris fouled before the timeout, got the shot to fall. He was fouled on the play by Zach Riggins, who picked up his first foul. That's the 15th foul on the Ichabod. Northwest was 6 out of the first half. All right, with chances past 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Lyle Harris going to the free throw line, just his fourth free throw attempt of the season. It's 2 of 3 from there, and his free throw is good. And it's now a two-point game, Northwest Missouri State trailing 12-10. Matt Wallace back into the game for Northwest as Williams gets a breather down the lane. Driving against McNeil, dishes low right side for Chipman, bobbled it, picked up off the left side by Riggins, who puts it up and in. Four-point game, 14-10. Ichabod's in front of Northwest, 8:50 left in the first half. Wallace to Kricker in the front court left side in front of the scorer's table. Now out front for Wallace. Back to left side. First cross court left side for Kricker. Kricker out front as Ichabod's now in a 2-3 zone after opening up man-to-man. Off the right side, Wallace on the wing. Out between the circles, Kricker. Kricker on the right side, Wallace. Baseline right Slake. Slake with one dribble. Expires the dribble, slapped out of his hands by McNeil. Picked up by Harris. Takes the jumper with two players from Washburn down around on the floor about his knees, and he was able to still keep his concentration and knock down the jumper from the right side. Two-point game. Northwest down, 14-12. Out top the key, Wiggins gives it to McNeil. Spins right of the lane, pulls up at the free throw line. Guarded by Wallace. Whistle, and away from the ball, we've got a whistle. Inside, and this one to go against the Ichabods, and to get called is Bobby Chipman. That'll be his third foul for throwing an elbow inside, trying to position up, and he'll go to the sideline as his father, Bob Chipman, will make the substitution and send Joseph Smith back in the game. Not sure that's a substitution that benefits Northwest. That's what we've seen of Joseph Smith early in this one, playing much better than Chipman in this game at least. Two-point game, 14-12, Northwest Missouri State down. They've never led. Sullivan into the front court with the pass for Harris between the circles. Now to Wallace. Again, 2-3 zone out of Ichabod's. Right side, Hayes gets the pass cross-court. Left side, Wallace. Top the key for Sullivan. Goes right side on the wing for Harris. Out between the circles, Haley. Haley looks left side, finds Sullivan, thought about the three, and instead goes free throw line left for Wallace. Shot clock's at six. Out between the circles, Harris down to four on the shot clock. Now to Wallace left side with two. A long three way out front. Hits the back of the rim. Fight for the board, and Sullivan keeps it alive. Taps it out front as he spikes it out to Harris. Northwest will set up with a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Right side, Harris to the wing. Pulls up cross court. Left side, Haley open with the three. On the way. Rims in. Angelo Haley knocks down the three off the left side, and the Cats take their first lead of the half, 15-14, 7:05 left in the first half. Off the right side, Riggins lobs that underneath left side for Smith. Ball fake, now spins up with a shot off the glass and good. Smith, the transfer from State Fair Community College out of Sedalia, gives the Ichabods a one-point lead, 16-15.
Boy, and he's getting it done, looking like he's not even trying.
I tell you, I'd rather see Chipman out there right now. Harris out front with the dribble as he drives out front, a bump out front, and this will go on. It looks like Schlake getting called for the illegal screen. That will be Schlake's first foul. And for Northwest, the 17th foul. Back into the game, Christian Ulsaker for this Washburn Ichabod team. Northwest and Washburn tied for the regular season championship with Central Missouri a year ago. End of the lane, left side, a jumper put up by McNeil after a shot fake and draws the foul. This one come up on Northwest and Angel Haley. That'll be Haley's first foul.
Coaches always say to keep your feet on a shot fake, but especially in that situation out on the perimeter with a low percentage shot, Haley coming flying in and out of the corner of his eye. McNeil sees that and takes advantage.
McNeil getting to the free throw line. Shooting two, first one, good. All three of his points coming from the free throw line. These two teams have played some epic battles through the years, as Coach McCollum talked about in the pregame interview, really developing a rivalry with the Ichabods. As mentioned last year, they shared the conference regular season title with Central Missouri, and then Northwest and Washburn squared off in the first round of the NCAA Division II South Central Regional down in Wichita Falls, Texas, where the Ichabods had the win. Second free throw by McNeil, good. 3-point Ichabod lead over Northwest, 18-15. 6:23 left in the first half. Harris handling the point duties. Dribbles out between the circles as the Ichabod's back in man-to-man. Bounce pass low right for Kozad, who ended the ball game, goes up with a shot blocked away inside and is picked up by McNeil for Washburn. On the break, across the timeline, through the lane, dishes into the right corner. Mitchell takes the jumper, a three good from the right side. Near the sideline, Martin Mitchell knocks down his first three of the game. And 20th of the season, he had seven in the loss to Missouri Western on Wednesday. 21-15, Northwest trailing. Haley left side with the dribble out near the timeline with the pass. Wallace, cross court right, Harris. Now back to Wallace. Just holds the ball, cratering off his right hip off the right side. Shot clock down to 13 seconds. Dribbles down the lane right, pulls up, now finds cutting the bucket. Kozad with a shot, good, and a foul as he falls to the floor. Great job by Kozad, fouled in midair, kept his concentration, banked it in as he is falling to the floor, and we'll get a chance to go to the free throw line.
That's why you use the left hand on the left side. He was able to keep the ball far away from enough from Joseph Smith that he could get the shot up, get it around the rim, give it a chance to fall.
Smith with his first foul. And to the line goes Grant Kozad, a 73% shooter this season. 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri. One of several players from Kearney contributing to this Bearcat team. Kozad's free throw, good. And it's now a 21-18 game. Ichabod's in front of the Bearcats. Mitchell at midcourt. Head by Wallace as he takes into the front court. Lobs the pass cross court right side for Wiggins down the lane right. Now finds Smith on the baseline. Out front right side, Wiggins. Cross court left for Mitchell. Bounce pass out front for McNeil. Started by Haley. Gets a screen by Smith. Down the lane to the baseline. A little runner fade away. Misses too hard. Rebound Sullivan for Northwest. He'll clear it out on the dribble across the timeline right side to the right wing. Finds trailing Kozad. Left side for Harris at the free throw line, pulls up, brings it back out to Wallace. Just under 5 minutes left in the first half. Northwest down 21-18. They had a brief one-point lead in this half at 15-14. Down the lane to the bucket. Driving is Wallace off the glass. No, Kozad with the board. The putback with the left hand. Good. That's within one. 21-20. 4:40 left in the first half. Mitchell goes left side. Wiggins. Out front. Hands off for Mitchell. Sets up the offense for the Ichabods. To the top of the key, left open over Sullivan to three, nothing but net. Martin Mitchell with his second three. And it's a four-point Washburn lead, 4:20 left in the first half. Wallace to slow it up. He'll dribble across the timeline. Again, Northwest in this first half from our left to our right. Wallace spins, but the ball knocked loose by Mitchell. Dives after in front of the scores table, comes up with it and gets a timeout before Wallace came over to try to tie him up. So breaking the action will give the ball to Washburn with 4:06 left in the first half. Northwest down by four.
Yeah, you can't have mistakes like that. I mean, that basically unforced there. Yeah, there was a little bit of pressure out there, but Wallace just lost his concentration for just a split second, and that was enough for that to end up as a turnover. The Cats haven't turned it over a lot, but you can't against a team like Washburn, especially on the road, if you want to try to get a win.
One of the areas that Coach McCollum talked about in the pregame that would be key is to do a good job on the boards right now. Northwest out rebounding Washburn 14-11.
Yeah, and 8 of the 14, more than half of their rebounds are on the offensive side. When you look at a guy like Alex Sullivan, who's got 3 offensive rebounds on his own, the work getting done down there.
Northwest down by 4, 24-20. Ichabods right now 2 of 2 on 3-point opportunities, both of those coming from Martin Mitchell. Inbound, Mitchell will take it across the timeline, met by Wallace, looks off the right side for Will McNeil. Takes it top of the key, spins on Sullivan, down the lane right, into a double team off the glass, too hard, Kozad with the rebound. And now it goes to Wallace, across the timeline left side, Northwest down by 4, 3:49 left first half. Sullivan on left wing, this ball is left loose by McNeil, and then he dribbles on the sideline in front of Coach Chipman on the Washburn bench.
Same thing, again, just losing a little bit of concentration.
And we've got a break in the action. 3:45 left. Northwest Missouri State in the first half, trailing Washburn 24-20. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
3:45 left in the first half. Northwest trailing Washburn 24-21. Northwest had a brief one-point lead. This game's been tied once. There's been two lead changes, and again, 24-20. The score, Washburn in front of Northwest. Ichabods will inbound. They go from our right to our left. Into the front court off the right side with a hop goes Mitchell. Trying to look left side and will keep the dribble. Instead goes right side for Olsaker. Trying to look low. He's double teamed in the free throw line right for Riggins. Low left side driving to the bucket and a foul. They got the pass to Kyle Wiggins, and Wiggins up with a shot and is fouled. And this one will go on Grant Kozad. And that is number 3 on Kozad. That's a big foul. Look at two of the post players in this game for Northwest, Kozad, and for Washburn at Chipman, both with 3 fouls out of this first half. Wiggins going to the free throw line, a 6'2 sophomore, Al Leavenworth. A left-handed free throw shooter, and he's 2 of 2 from there tonight. First one here off the front of the rim. Both of these teams have been hampered by injuries. Of course, with Northwest, Darzel's been out for the last couple weeks, and Deshaun Cooper's been out the entire season. Alex North, a guy that was expected to contribute, they're going to try to get a redshirt out of him. had a concussion early and then a knee injury late. He's only played in five games this year, and that's a kind of a key component for Washburn. Second free throw by Wiggins is good. And it's now a five-point game. Washburn in front of Northwest, 25-20. On the right side, Williams to the baseline. Drives, dishes low left as he does. A charge coming up as Williams get called for the foul. Will Lindy, the official, to make the call.
Been talking about Dylan Starzl. He is making progress in the shoot-around today here at Lee Arena. He was doing a little bit of running, so he's making some progress, but still probably a week to 2 weeks away from getting back to full action for Northwest.
Northwest down by five, 25-20 up between the circles. McNeil, right side with it is Ulsaker. Out of the top of the key, Riggins. Riggins to Mitchell. Left side for Wiggins. Out between the circles for Mitchell. Top the key, three on the way. This time too hard. A long rebound. Chased it, elbow off the left side and the foul as Riggins came away. Foul on Northwest.
Espen's going to go on Schlake. Cats can't afford too many fouls on their big guys, already thin at that position.
Schlake with his second foul, 10th team foul for Northwest. Williams to the sideline. Sullivan in for Northwest. Right now the Cats going to Crooker along with Wallace, Sullivan, Schlake, and Haley. Now they're going to wait, and Crooker was going to check in for Williams, and he'll have to go to the sideline and wait just a moment as Riggins will go to the free throw line. 6'6 senior out of Leavenworth, Kansas. And first one good. Crooker into the game, and Williams to the sideline. 6-point Washburn lead. That 6-point lead, the largest for Washburn in this first half. Second free throw short, and Northwest with the rebound. Wallace will take it across midcourt with 2:45 left in the half. Dribbles left side, being chased by Mitchell. Ichabod's primarily playing man-to-man out of this first half. Just on about three possessions, we're in a 2-3 zone. Pass left side, Wallace intended for Crooker. Couldn't hold on to it right in front of the Ichabod bench, and Washburn will have it.
Too many little mistakes by Northwest. They're not. I mean, it's not a ton in normal sense, but in a close game against a tough team, it's too many.
Mitchell in the front court right side. McNeil cross court left. Wiggins. Now to Mitchell on the right. McNeil now out left side for Wiggins. Finds Riggins. Out left side for Mitchell. Now between the circles for Wiggins. Looks on the right wing. McNeil out to the top of the key. Ulsaker. Now left side is Mitchell. Mitchell with six on the shot clock. Goes cross court with a pass left for Wiggins. Inside the arc. Takes the jumper and got it. A two-pointer just inside the arc off the left wing for Kyle Wiggins. And he has 7 points in this first half. And Coach Ben McCollum wants a timeout with 1:57 left in the half. Northwest now down by eight, 28-20.
And Northwest with 7 turnovers so far in this ball game, and that's led to 10 points for Washburn. And Northwest, they have scored 6 points off the turnovers. There's a 4-point difference right there in an 8-point game. That's half the lead that Washburn is enjoying right here, is just based upon the difference in scoring off of turnovers in this first half.
28-20, Washburn in front of Northwest. Cats led just once in this first half, and that was a 1-point lead.
And three of those turnovers for Northwest, also basically unforced turnovers as well.
I think that's the disappointing part out of the turnovers. Northwest inbound. Connor Crooker will inbound and get it to Lyle Harris, who's back in. He'll take over the point duties here. Haley, Schlake, and Sullivan round out the five for the Cats with 1:50 left in the half. Harris through the lane. Goes into the left corner, Crooker to the left baseline, drives into a double team, trying to get to Schlake inside, and the ball knocked away from behind by McNeil. But now Sullivan steps in front of the ball as they're trying to bring it down and knocks it out of bounds. It belongs to Washburn, 1:40 left in the half. Inbound to Mitchell. McNeil takes it across the timeline, met by D'Angelo Haley. Looks off the left side for McNeil. Out front right side, Mitchell. Through the lane. Now finds Riggins inside the arc off the left side. Holds on to the ball. With the dribble with the right hand, pulls up. Lobs it out front, left side for Wiggins. Cross court right side, Mitchell. Out to McNeil near the timeline with 9 on the shot clock, 1:13 left in the half. McNeil spins through the lane. Layup is missed. Rolls around and out. Rebound tapped to Haley. Northwest to control. Northwest down by 8. Haley trying to dribble through a double team. Ball knocked loose, but controls it right side. Gets it to Harris. He takes the jumper. Too short. And the rebound will take here for Washburn. Just under a minute left in the first half. Northwest down by 8. Out top of the key, Olsaker. Tries on Harrison, a bump out front. And Lyle will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. 51.5 seconds left, first half. Northwest down 28-20. Hardest lead of the game for the Ichabods. Christian Earlsaker to the free throw line. 68% shooter on the year. Averages almost 5 points a contest for Coach Bob Chipman. Free throw. Good. Just barely cleared the rim. His first point of the game makes it a 9-point lead for the Ichabods. Neben, free throw. Good. Northwest down by 10. First time it's been double digits. And the inbound comes to Kirker as the Ichabods go into full court pressure. Cats break the press. Into the full court right side. Sullivan hands off to Harris. 27 on the shot clock. 42 seconds left in the first half. Harris with the dribble to the left wing. Trying to get a screen by Slake. Down the lane right side. Lost the handle of the ball. And it's picked up by McNeil. On the break. One on two. Through the lane. To the bucket. Lays it up and in. So a run by the Ichabods here at the end of the half has them up by 12. Inbound goes left side for Sullivan. Well, give it to Harris, and he'll take it across the timeline as he walks it across with 18 seconds left in the half. Out of a trap, lobs it left side for Haley. Haley, left side with the three in front of the bench, too hard. Sullivan taps it, right side, Slake off the glass and good. Sullivan crashing the board hard, just tapped it to Slake, who has the layup on the right. And it's a 10-point game. Northwest down. 3 seconds left. Free throw line jumper. Good by Will McNeil at the buzzer. And I don't know what it is about Lee Arena, but it seems like every time we come to Lee Arena, the Ichabods hit a long one at the buzzer, and they did it again this time just inside the arc. It's a 34-22 game. Ichabods in front of Northwest as we go to halftime. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
And welcome back to Lee Arena in Topeka. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're at the half, and Northwest Missouri State trailing 34-22. Had a rough end of the first half for the Bearcats. A 13-2 run by the Ichabods, having them up here at halftime.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned long shots. It also seems like runs are a natural for both the Ichabods and Lady Blues teams here at Lee Arena. They tend to happen. And for Northwest, you know, they had some turnovers late in the half. Several that were unforced that were really the frustrating thing that the Ichabods took advantage of. You know, we mentioned late in the half about their points off of turnovers. They ended up the half 12 points off of turnovers, and you know, they've got a 12-point lead right here. Now, the Cats did get 6 points themselves off of turnovers, but that, you know, a pretty big difference when you take a look at the score right now, and that a pretty glaring number.
And Northwest down 34-22, and Northwest doing a lot of things that we wanted out of their game plan, but again, you just can't let Washburn go on a 13-2 run, and you can't commit to enforced turnovers like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Northwest is going to have to come out of the halftime locker room, and the first thing that they're going to have to do is cut this lead down very early in the half. They always talk about how the first 5 minutes of each half are important. That's obviously going to be the case here, but Cats don't want to have to try to make too big of a comeback too late in the game, because we always talk about double-digit leads being hard to make up. So if the Cats can get it down to single digits right away, very early in the second half, they've got a shot tonight.
And we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn 34-22. Earlier tonight, the Washburn women defeated Northwest 64-53. When we come back, Matt will talk with the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg, about that game. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, 34-22, the lead for Washburn over the Northwest men at the half. A little bit earlier this evening, it was a 64-53 win for the Washburn Lady Blues over Northwest. Joining us now is Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg. And coach, a similar story. You had about a 10-minute stretch there in the first half. You guys got out to a good start. Again, everything was looking good. And then about a 10-minute stretch there where points were really hard to come by.
Yep, same kind of story for us, you know. And I mean, I know we have some limitations scoring. I just can't believe we can't figure out something. And I think it was almost 8 minutes tonight, wasn't it? Maybe more.
Yeah.
I felt like we were on 13 for just such a long time. But, yeah, started off pretty well. Fairly aggressive, which we talked about, kind of punching first, you know, don't wait. I thought their length, they were probably a little bit longer than I even expected, even out on the perimeter. So and then they switched stuff. So we just, you know, we were a little, I guess, complacent. We didn't take some shots, I thought, from our perimeter kids that they traditionally might take. We were turning down good looks and then getting late in shot clock. And then when they've got length and stuff like that, they just switch everything, and it's hard to get a shot up over them. But I thought we had looks that we turned down. So we just, we got stagnant, and obviously they made the run, but held them to, I think, 28 right at half. So
yeah,
we did enough defensively to give us a chance. We just had no rhythm whatsoever offensively.
Now, usually when we've seen in years past Washburn use a run like that, it ends up being a 20 or 30-point game. We've seen that a lot. So what was it that they did to kind of recover to keep this one from really getting out of hand?
Well, just defended well enough that when it's not going offensively, at least get some stops so you can give yourself a chance. And then we had some possessions there late, I think three or four under like a minute and a half or 2 minutes, where they didn't score either. And we had like, I think it was two threes, maybe three, that were wide open. You know, we just don't get them to go. But if you can get it to eight or seven, something like that, going into halftime when you played not particularly well on offense, you would feel really good about where you were. You know, but yeah, we got to get these droughts figured out. And we just got some guards that are timid. And I kind of talked to them after the game. Like, they just got to catch it and shoot it. And especially against quality defensive teams, when we work to get a good shot, if it's 10 seconds in, that's probably going to be the best shot you get against a Washburn type team. You've got to be able to take and make that shot. And we just weren't aggressive enough in our thinking, I didn't think, from the 3-point line early.
And it seems like when you see a player like Laura Kinnernick, and you talk about just catching and shooting, you see that out of shooters like that, and they knock those shots down.
Yeah, she knows when she's open, it's going up. Which her team does too, and they expect her to take those shots. And we have plenty of kids, when they're open, we're going to make it. Most of our perimeter kids can make that shot, and they have to keep taking it. And you can't question it just because you miss one or two. That girl from Washburn is not questioning any shot that goes up. And you know, you feel like as soon as it leaves her hand, it's going in. And they don't always, But we did. And then in the second half, we got down, and all of a sudden, the free-flowing offense, you know, we had to attack, had to shoot a little bit quicker, and all of a sudden, you're like, oh, yeah, now we're making those shots because of the mindset we had. So we talked about that a little bit after the game, is to make sure when we go to Hayes, is we can't be, like, play that way early in the game, which we do attend, I think, at home to play that way a little bit more anyway, just because it's your comfort zone. But when we get back to the road, we got to be aggressive from the beginning. Even if it goes 4 or 5 minutes, it goes our way. Then the next 5 or 6, it's not. We got to get back to playing the way we play.
We've talked about how we know the inside game is kind of the strength for you. It seems like you're getting some consistency out of that inside game at this point in the season.
Well, we are. We didn't think it was as good as we wanted it to be against Hayes, though, which was just a game ago. But yes, over the last stretch, Annie and Maggie have really, they've come a long way, and there's still a couple steps to take, but I really like where they are. You know, we've talked about this going into about every game. We think advantage us at the 4 and the 5 with those two, you know, especially offensively, that we have that advantage. And if we can have the advantage inside, then people are going to have to double or sag and take them away, and that should even open up our guards more. So that's why we always talk about playing inside out. You know, we don't want it to be one-dimensional. We want to have that inside-out game. We've got kids that can shoot the basketball. We've got to get them looks, but it kind of starts with Maggie and Annie right now. And even Lexis, when she gets going, you know, she can play the same way, and she needs to help us also.
Interesting situation with next week being pretty much the same as this week, just at home with Hayes and Washburn Wednesday, Saturday. Does that give you more time maybe to work on some of your own things and not have to focus as much on preparation since you just did it, basically?
Yeah, no, it does. Without a doubt, even from the coaching standpoint, the scouting reports were just done. You don't have to change a lot. Stats don't change a lot, obviously, in a week, so all that stuff stays about the same. You know, obviously, we lost both games, so we probably need to tweak a few things or go back to the drawing board just a little bit, but no, I mean, I think we'll keep similar game plans. You know, I think we'll probably be pretty excited to play at Fort Hayes. We thought we had, you know, let it slip away a little bit, and we just weren't very aggressive on their inside kids, so I hope we'll go attack those guys a little bit more. I thought we shied away from some of their length on the inside. So yeah, and we're back home. We get 4 out of 5 now at home, and we need to see if we're going to make any move here in these standings. It's going to happen now, and it starts on Wednesday.
It does seem like your team is more comfortable at home. I know that seems like a kind of obvious thing to say, but it really seems that way once they get out on the floor.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a young team and a new system and a new coach and all that kind of stuff. So I just think it's just comfortable, you know, as it always is in this league with the quality of depth with the really good teams. It's just really hard to win on the road, and you have to play so well to win on the road. I mean, obviously, a great team like Washburn, but even the Hayeses of the world and Central Missouri's and all those guys that are still quality teams, even in SBU, you know, we needed to play really well that night, and we didn't, and we didn't get that win. So, you know, going home, you get some points because of the home court. You maybe sometimes don't have to play as well, but I think we just shoot the ball a little bit better with more confidence at home, so I hope we'll kind of have that mindset.
All right, Coach, talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, man.
That's Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Again, tonight, their loss 64-53 to the Washburn Lady Blues. At the half of the men's matchup, it's a 34-20. 2 game. Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
The Northwest Missouri State football program added 34 players to their roster during this year's National Letter of Intent Signing Day. 21 of the players come from the state of Missouri, 5 from Iowa, 3 each from Nebraska and Illinois, and 2 from Kansas. This is the second signing class for head coach Adam Durrell, who describes it as one of the most complete that he's seen. The class includes 2 Maryville Spoofhounds, quarterback Jonathan Baker, and defensive lineman Caleb Mather. The Bearcats are coming off a 10-3 season last year, advancing to the NCAA Division II playoffs for the 9th straight season, the longest current streak in Division II. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back in Topeka at the half, Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn 34-22 in the men's game. A 13-2 run at the end of the half has propelled Washburn to that 34-22 lead. Looking at some of the totals for Washburn, shooting 50% from the field, 11-22, just 2-3 from three-point range, and 10-13 at the free throw line. Northwest 33% from the field, 22% from three-point range, 2 of 9. And 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Cats out rebounding Washburn 18-13 out of the first half. And Northwest also has had 9 second chance points compared to just 3 for Washburn. But again, too many turnovers for Northwest. 9 turnovers compared to 4 for Washburn. And on those turnovers, Washburn has scored 12 points off those turnovers. So again, at the half, Northwest Missouri State trailing 34-22 as Northwest trying to try to get back in this one in the second half individually for Northwest. No one in at double figures. Grant Kozad, along with D'Angelo Haley, with 5 points apiece. Kozad had to set quite a bit toward the end of the half with three fouls. And for Washburn, no one in double figures as well. They're led by Will McNeil with 8 points. Getting rid of the half, Northwest Missouri State down 34-22. Back, get ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
And welcome back to Lee Arena in Topeka with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. 20 minutes to play in this one. Northwest down 34-22, but Matt, rough end to the first half for the Cats.
Well, and just to show you a little bit more about that, the Cats just came out of the locker room. They have been in the locker room the whole time, not going to have any time to warm up because they've got to huddle up here and get right back out onto the court. So a lot for the coaching staff to discuss with the team. We'll see how much of it sunk in and see what kind of a start they get out to here in this second half.
Well, as far as athletic events today concerning Northwest teams, spring season getting underway for softball and baseball. And the Northwest softball team right now, the only team having some success in the state of Kansas, as they had a doubleheader sweep of St. Mary's 11-3 and 10-2 today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely been a rough week in Kansas for teams in green.
And the Bearcats coming out, they will have... So they will go on the defense to start this second half. They'll come out with Tyler Funk along with Matt Wallace. Also Bryson Williams, D'Angelo Haley, and Kyle Slake. Grant Kozad, who played well in the first half, ended up picking up three fouls and had to set for a lot of the half. And hopefully we get him back out and get some meaningful minutes here in the second half. And for Washburn, and Bobby Chipman picked up three quick fouls as well. He's out on the floor for the Ichabods. Also, Martin Mitchell on the floor. And with it is Kyle Wiggins, who dribbles left side. And we'll give it to the top of the key where McNeil will have it right side. Ball knocked loose by Haley. Goes out of bounds. It will belong to Washburn. Washburn from our left to our right in this second half. They're in their home white uniforms with the navy blue numerals and trim. Northwest again in their trailing green with the black numerals and white trim. Inbound to Martin Mitchell. Goes cross court right side for McNeil. Back left side for Wiggins. Between the circles for McNeil. Out near the timeline. Cats a man-to-man defense. Out front jumper, 17-footer, knocks it down as Will McNeil knocks down the bucket out front. He's got 10 points, and it's a 36-22 lead for the Ichabods. Bounce pass on the right side. Goes on the wing for Williams to the baseline. Drives, knocked out of his hands by McNeil, and it will belong to Northwest. So Northwest Missouri State. Well, inbound. Now a 15-2 run carrying over from that first half for the Ichabods. And a quick inbound right side. Driving is Williams. Misses the shot. And the rebound pulled away by Washburn. Through the lane to the bucket, McNeil, and gets called for the travel. So Northwest Missouri State will have it, trailing 36-22. On the right side is Wallace, now looks to the left side, and gets it to... Williams tries, turning it up the low right side. His tip goes out of bounds. It will belong to Washburn. Pass trying to go low. Funk and Haley both in the area. Maybe bunched up a little too close together, and the ball will go out of bounds and belong to the Ichabods. Across the timeline off the right side is Mitchell. Goes cross court left for Wiggins. Now back cross court right side, McNeil. Back left side is Wiggins. Into the left corner now, a three on the way. Takes a high bounce off the rim as it was missed off that left side by Mitchell. Fight for the rebound and then a foul inside.
Funk and Chipman battling for the board there.
Unfortunately, Tyler Funk will pick up the foul. That's his third. Funk and Kozad both with three fouls. So Mitchell inbound, baseline left. Inbound, left side goes to Wiggins. A quick hook pass left for Chipman. Out to the free throw line with the pass for Riggins. Now left side, Wiggins. Between the circle, looks on the left for Mitchell. Holds the ball, continues to hold it, goes cross-court right side. And with the, is Kyle Wiggins, who's picked up by Haley. Looks on the right and gets the pass to McNeil. He'll take it out near the timeline. Shot clock's at 12 seconds. Couple minutes into the second half. Into the right corner. Wiggins, a fadeaway jumper. A three-pointer off the right side is good. And he goes into double figures with 10 points. And it's a 39-22 lead for Washburn. Haley, top of the key. Through the lane to the bucket. Double clutches it. Puts it up and in as he went driving through the lane. D'Angelo Haley with 7 points. And it's a 39-24 game. And another jumper off the right side. Just a two this time on the wing by McNeil. And he's got 12 points, 41-24. Washburn with the lead. Out to the top of the key goes Wallace. Now to Kirker on the right wing. To Wallace into the right corner with the dribble free throw line right. Out front left. They get it to Haley. Haley dribbles to the top of the key. Down the lane. Brings it out front. Wallace cross court right side. Williams. Williams on the right wing. Now to Kirker on the right side. To the free throw line. Through the lane. The runner blocked away by Chipman. As he's falling out of bounds, was able to get his pass to Wiggins, and an outlet goes to Mitchell. Mitchell on the break to the free throw line. Dishes right side into the lane, and the shot off the glass with the left hand by Zach Riggins. And he puts it down and makes it a 43-24 game as Northwest Missouri State trailing with 16:59 left in the game. We'll be back to Lee Arena in Topeka right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
16:59 left in the game. Northwest trailing 43-24. The Ichabods on a 22-4 run. When they started this run, back with 4:28 left in the first half, Northwest is down by 4, 24-20, and now trailing 43-24.
Bearcats, covers a 7-minute, 30-second period that the Bearcats basically, with just a couple of buckets, a layup by Kyle Schlate late in the first half, and then so far this half, a layup by D'Angelo Haley.
43-24, Northwest trails as Ichabod's going to half-court trap as the pass goes into the lane for Kirker. Bounce pass low left for Kozad back out. There he goes up the shot, knocked loose. Ball out of bounds, it'll belong to Northwest off of Chipman. Kozad underneath the bucket as he is knocked to the floor. Felt he was fouled trying to go up with that shot. Bearcats inbound, baseline left. Harris with inbound out front, finds Kirker. Connor Kirker with the dribble left side, guarded by Chipman. Again, Chipman playing with three fouls. Cross court right side, Harris. Into the right corner. Into the game, Kyler Erickson seeing his first playing time. Drives left-handed to runner, won't go. Gets his rebound underneath the bucket and will kick it back out to Kirker. Left side, Harris. Now to Sullivan. Sullivan on the baseline to the bucket. Off the glass on the left, won't go. On the rebound inside to Mitchell and Washburn. Across the timeline, left to right, to the top of key, through the lane, to the bucket, blocked away by Kozad, out of bounds. Kind of a dangerous block by Grant, playing with three fouls, but got it to go out of bounds. It'll belong to the Ichabods, will inbound with 29 on the shot clock. Inbound out front, goes to Riggins, who will hand off to Mitchell. Mitchell backpedals near the timeline, goes cross court right side for Jared Henry. Henry at the top of the key, looks left side for McNeil. Backpedals with 14 on the shot clock near the timeline. Just under 16 minutes left in the game. McNeil to the top of the key. Looks on the right side for Henry. Henry to the baseline right. A runner over Cozad. Too hard. Rebound. McNeil crashing the board in the lane. Puts it back up. No. Chipman with a tip and a foul. He missed the shot but was fouled. Official Gene Military to make the call. This one to come up against Northwest. And that's Grant Cozad, number four on Cozad. Now we'll get Schlake into the ballgame for Northwest.
Schlake with a couple of fouls as well, so you look at that position, basically 10 fouls to give for Northwest, and they've already used up six of them.
Chipman at the line, knocks down the first free throw. That's his first point of the game. Goes out to the bench, and Schlake back in. Bobby Chipman, a 6'8 senior out of Topeka, Kansas, playing for his father, Bob Chipman. Coach Chipman's been in charge of the Ichabod program for 34 seasons, and a second free throw is good. When Washburn was a member of the NAIA before joining NCAA Division II and the MIAA, he won a national championship in the 86-87 season. And a pass goes into the right corner, and intended for Cooker, leads him too far along to the Ichabods. 45-24, Northwest trails. 15 and a half minutes left in the game. Into the front court off the right side goes Martin Mitchell. Bounce pass to the right wing, Jared Henry. Goes into the right corner. Makes it out front. McNeil, they swing it back left side. Northwest playing a little 2-3 now. On the left side is Henry. Henry through the lane, drives, and a foul as he went driving through, and a block foul coming up on Northwest. This will be Lyle Harris picking up his second, sliding over as Henry went driving the lane. Jared Henry, a 6'1 junior out of Olathe, Kansas. Played JUCO ball at Johnson County Community College. Nothing but net on his free throw. 46-24, Washburn in front of Northwest. Second free throw on the way. Good. 47-24, Northwest continues to struggle. Into the front court with the dribble goes Harris. Looks right side for Erickson. Left-handed dribble to the free throw line. Through the lane, trying to dribble through a double team, and a whistle and a foul coming up. And this one will go on Washburn. Will McNeil picks up his first foul. Third team foul for the, rather first team foul for the Ichabods in the second half. Erickson at inbound, baseline left for Northwest. Bounce pass on the inbound to Schlake. Takes it in the lane. Pivots and dishes it to Sullivan. Through the lane to the bucket. Off the glass won't go. Rebound tapped by Schlake. Controlled by Smith for Washburn. Now it goes to Mitchell. Into the front court right side. To the right wing. To the top of the key. Into the left corner. Finds Henry. The three won't go. Rebound fought for in the lane. That is controlled by Northwest. Out by Cooker. Picked up by Harris. Across the timeline. Dribbling right side from our right to our left. Hands off for Cooker. He'll take it through the lane. A little left-handed push shot from 5 feet out. Good. Cooker with his first bucket. And it's a 47-26 contest. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Henry lobs across court. Ball knocked loose by Harris. And behind the back pass to Erickson. Erickson to the bucket on the left side. Lays it up. Misses the layup as he's a little bit off balance. Trying to go up with the layup. Rebound to the Ichabods. 47-26. Washburn in front. Mitchell into the front court. Goes cross court. Left side, Henry. On the left wing, Smith, way up there on the perimeter. Cross court right side is Mitchell. To the free throw line, takes the jumper and hits it. Martin Mitchell with 10 points now. And it's a 49-26 lead for Washburn. Across the timeline, Lyle Harris looks on the left side, Sullivan. Sets up, wants the three attempt. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound fought for out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest as Chipman and Henry, teammates for the Ichabods, fought over the rebound, and it will belong to Northwest. Breaking the action, 13-33 left in the game. Washburn 49, Northwest 26. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Governor Jay Nixon visited Northwest Missouri State University to discuss how his plans to provide Missouri's colleges and universities with additional performance-based funding will expand opportunities for students and ensure taxpayer incentives yield the best possible returns. During the visit, he praised Northwest, which recently achieved all five benchmarks within the funding model. As a result, Governor Nixon's budget proposes more than $1.2 million in additional funding for Northwest Missouri State University.
49-26, Washburn with the lead over Northwest, 13:33 left in the game. And Matt Gorder, this was anybody's game at one point there in the first half when Northwest was down 24-20, but Washburn's gone on a run at that point, and they really have not let the pressure off.
Well, we saw a 10-minute stretch in the women's game where Northwest scored just a couple of points. We saw a 10-minute stretch here for the Northwest men where they scored just 4 points, and that's when Washburn, each side, started to open up the lead.
And bound comes to Kyler Erickson off the left wing. He is open, takes the left-handed jumper, knocks down the three. And that's his first three-pointer of the season. Northwest Missouri State down by 20 off of the left side. Wiggins into the left corner. The pass goes, and the jumper put up and missed by Olsaker, and the rebound Northwest. Crooker from our right to our left. Cass trying to cut into this 20-point lead. Left side, Sullivan to the baseline. Drives and has the easy layup. No one stepped over to pick him up. Drove the left baseline, had the layup off the left side, and it's a 49-31 game. Northwest Missouri State down. 13 minutes left. Off the right side, Wiggins. Gives it to Olsaker on the right. Out cross court, left side is Will McNeil. Back right side with it, Wiggins. Wiggins on the right. Gets it on the wing for Olsaker. Out between the circles, McNeil. Dribbles near the timeline. 9 on the shot clock. Gives it left side, Wiggins. Long three out front with the left hand. Air ball. Fight for the board. Out of bounds will belong to Northwest. As Smith was trying to fight inside for the rebound where Slake. Slake having blocked out, it'll belong to the Bearcats.
And it looked like the two of them had their arms interlocked, which is kind of dangerous when you look at Schlake, because always the potential when you're locked like that, you could end up called for a foul, whether it is or not, and it would have been his third, so good thing there was no call there.
Chipman going to the sideline for Washburn. Ichabod's going a little bit smaller with their lineup for right now. Into the front court goes Crooker, and out of a double team, finds Sullivan left side, takes it through the lane, dishes through the lane, trying to get it to Slake, who couldn't hold on to the pass. As Sullivan went by, he drew a double team, and that left Slake open off the low post on the left side, and Kyle just couldn't hold on to the pass.
And Sullivan, when he caught the pass on the left wing, if he's thinking, shoot, he was wide open, could have taken a three that we've seen him hit a ton of times. Earlier in the year, he was thinking that way. He just is not thinking aggressively enough when he gets the basketball in terms of shooting.
49-31, Northwest down, out of a half-court trap, out front with the dribble is Wiggins, and a stolen away. It is picked up by Harris. Drives the lane, up for the shot, and is fouled. Cats executing the half-court trap to perfection that time. And Wiggins picking up the foul, stopping the layup as Lyle Harris will go to the free throw line. 49-31 at Northwest trails. A step to the line.
Shooting two.
And shoots two. Free throw on the way, too hard. Well, now one of two at the free throw line. That's 5 points. Zach Riggins into the game as Joseph Smith goes to the sideline. So for Washburn, they have Riggins and Wiggins, along with Mitchell, Wilsaker, and McNeil on the floor. Harris with the second free throw. That one's good. And pressure off the inbound for the Bearcats as they go into full court pressure. Cats with Erickson, Crooker, Harris, along with Sullivan and Slake on the floor. 49-32, Northwest down. Inbound goes to Riggins. Hands off. Now we got a timeout in the backcourt as Zach Riggins calls the timeout. Breaking the action, 11:56 left in the game. Washburn 49, Northwest 32. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Pass goes inside, Kirker with the steal, long alley goes to Harris, missing the shot, Sullivan trailing on the play, couldn't hold on to the rebound, but it rolls to Erickson, into the right corner for Harris. Now Erickson on the right wing. Goes low post for Slake. Slake in the blocks off that right side. Now a double team as he falls to the floor. Tries to scoop the pass out to Harris and foul from behind. This will go on Zach Riggins. That will be his second foul. 49-32. Northwest Missouri State Trails with 11:25 left in the game. Cooker on the baseline right. Getting ready to trigger it in. Gets it right side for Erickson to the right wing. Out of the free throw line, through the lane, kicks it left side for Kirker. Kirker through the lane, a little left-handed push shot won't go, a little bit short from the rebound inside, pulled down by Ulsaker for Washburn. 49-32, the Ichabods in front of Northwest. Into the front court, right side Mitchell, left side for McNeil as he tries to go left, collision with Sullivan, and Alex will pick up his second foul. So McNeil to inbound right in front of the Washburn bench. Now he walks away from there.
And dry up a wet spot on the floor here.
And just off the left side of the lane. Northwest will get back home Wednesday as they will host Fort Hays State. A team that defeated the Bearcat men this past Wednesday by one in Hays, Kansas. That'll be a 7:30 tip-off. Inbound goes left side for Riggins. On the left, open on the wing. Mitchell, the three, drains it right in front of Kirker. And Mitchell knocks down another three. He's got 13 points, and it's a 52-32 game. Northwest Missouri State down. Out front, Harris looks left side for Erickson. It's a screen by Slake. Dribbles to the left wing. Sets up and watch the three. Rims around out. Fight for the board. Knocked loose by Sullivan. Controlled by Slake underneath the bucket. Let's go up with her on the right side. Does. Whistle and a foul. And this will get Slake to the free throw line. They will count the bucket. Slake now with 4 points. We'll go to the line to shoot one. Ulsaker picks up the foul. That is his second. As Slake gets to the line. Nice strike move that time by Carl Slake.
Ulsaker got a kind of a long look from the official. He slammed the ball on the floor, just a short, hard dribble, but I think he was frustrated with himself, not with the official, but still got him a look.
Slake, a 53% shooter this year at the line, knocks down the free throw. And now a 52-35 game. Northwest down, 10:37 left. Inbound comes to Will McNeil, and he'll take it one-on-one across the timeline with Alex Sullivan. Into the front court, dribbles to the top of the key, spins, free throw line, dishes baseline to Chipman, runs and slams it down with the right hand. Got the feed, and Bobby Chipman with the right-handed slam dunk makes it a 54-35 lead for the Ichabods. Harris, top of the key, sets up, looks right wing for Erickson. To the free throw line, through the lane, left-handed runner, good, as Kyler Erickson getting some extended time here in the second half. He's got 5 points coming off the bench. And a timeout. 10:06 left. Northwest trailing 54-37. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
The Ichabods continue to shoot 50% from the field right now, 18 of 36, 4 of 8 from three-point range. Northwest shooting 34%, and then just 25% from three-point range, 3 of 12. And the Cats down 54-37 with 10:06 left in the game. Pressure off the inbound as it comes into Martin Mitchell for the Ichabods. Bryson Williams back into the ballgame, along with Haley for Northwest, and Wallace enters the game. Mitchell out front left side. In the front court on the left for McNeil. McNeil, top of the key, spins on Sullivan. Free throw line, fadeaway jumper, good. Will McNeil coming to life now. He's got 14 points, 56-37. Ichabod's in front of Northwest. Williams between the circles. 2-3 zone played by the Ichabod's now. Haley, baseline right, finds Slate. Hands off to Haley. Haley in the far right corner. Finds Williams cutting through the lane. Up for the jumper, blocked away by Chipman. Picked up by Haley on the right side. Shot clock's at 14 seconds. Haley on the right wing. Inside the arc. Into the lane. Goes low right side. Attempt for Slake. And it goes out of bounds. As Slake is held from behind by McNeil. 8 on the shot clock as Northwest will inbound baseline right. And a break in the action. 9:15 left in the game. Washburn 56, Northwest 37. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
9:15 left. Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn 56-37. Oil chances pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And now for the Bearcats into the left corner. They find Alex Sullivan, who knocks down the three from the left corner. Alex with his second three of the game, and it's a 56-40 contest. Northwest down to the free throw line. A runner on the way, and good by Martin Mitchell answering at the other end. 58-40, Northwest trails. Wallace into the front court. Looks left wing. Haley holds on to it. Skips the pass over the 2-3 zone right side for Wallace. Now to Williams out front. Back to Wallace right side. He'll take the three on the wing off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Haley. No, Slate comes up with a rebound. Trying to go up with it. Knocked loose out of his hands. Out of bounds. So Northwest with 33 on the shot clock. Will inbound baseline right. So Wallace will inbound. Trying to trigger in. Quick inbound for Haley. Up for the shot from 6 on the right side. Hits it and a foul. This will get D'Angelo to the free throw line.
Second time we've seen Haley knock down a shot and draw a foul. The first one's a lot tougher, but he got the opportunity there and took advantage.
Chipman will pick up his fourth foul, fifth as a team for the Ichabods in the half. 58-42, Northwest down. Haley's free throw, good. So a three-point trip down the floor for Northwest. Haley in double figures with 10, 58-43, Northwest trails. Into the front court, pass right side for Chipman. From Mitchell, Chipman on the right wing, guarded by Slake out front. Hands off on the right side, out of a weave for McNeil. McNeil trying to dribble through traffic through the lane, whistle and a reach-in foul coming up on Northwest as Matt Wallace will pick up the foul. Cast down by 15 as Washburn will inbound baseline right. Mitchell, quick inbound, left side comes in to Olsecker, left open off the baseline on the left side. He's got 4 points and a 60-43 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing here. And McNeil knocks the ball out of bounds at midcourt. So the Cats will inbound from there, just in their front court. Wallace goes to the sideline and Tyler Erickson back in. Also Lyle Harris to check back in for Northwest. Sullivan, Slake, and Haley on the floor as well for the Cats. Now Harris down the lane, all the way to the bucket, lays it up, misses it. Slake trying to crash the board, misses the shot, rebound on the baseline, controlled by Washburn and Mitchell. Into the front court, left to right, to the right wing, back pedals. Northwest back on defense. Ichabod setting up the offense. Northwest trailing 60-43, just under 8 minutes left in the game. on the left side near the timeline. McNeil and a bump with Harris and a foul. This will go on Lyle. That'll be his third foul. Grant Kozad back in the game. Slate goes to the sideline. Dan Grant playing with four fouls.
Right now, if you're Washburn, you take it at Kozad as much as you can, as quickly as you can.
Mitchell gets the inbound, goes right side for Ulsaker. Out between the circles, McNeil looks left side for Wiggins. Cross court right side, Chipman. As Kozad gives him a little room. Expires the dribble, goes right side for McNeil, trying to post up with Sullivan. Now in a double team, Kozad knocks the ball loose, chased down by Sullivan on the sideline, sees it inbounds as he's going out of bounds near the right corner, picked up by Kozad, now to Haley. Haley down the lane to the bucket. Nice hesitation drive blocked away by Ulsaker, picked up by Sullivan, a little bit too far underneath the bucket as he tried to go up with a shot, blocked by Chipman, but chased down by Kozad. Now Haley out front finds Harris to Erickson, back right side for Haley. Dribbles out top of the key, down the lane, spins to the bucket, up with a shot, blocked away, whistle, as coming away with the ball was Kyle Wiggins in the lane, but a whistle coming up and a foul on Wiggins. And that's his second foul, and this will get D'Angelo back to the free throw line with 7:06 left, and Northwest down 60-43.
You know that Washburn's got a comfortable lead because this is the first time in a long time we've seen Coach Chipman have his jacket on for so far the full game.
He's sitting down right now, too. Haley at the line. First free throw hits the front of the rim and then rolls over. 11 points for Haley. He's now 2 of 3 at the free throw line, 60-44 Northwest Trails. That 13-2 run at the end of the first half that opened the game for the Ichabod. Second free throw by Haley Good. And now 60-45 contest, Northwest down. Just over 7 minutes left in the game. McNeil into the front court. Dribbles through traffic, through the lane, jump stop, and up with a shot, good. What a move by Will McNeil going through the lane. He's got 16 points. And a timeout. So you get ready for an inbound. Let's see, what we got coming here? Looked like a break in the action. Washburn wants a timeout. 6:53 left. Dan Washburn in front of Northwest, 62-45. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
6:53 left, 62-45, Northwest Missouri State Trails. Northwest will inbound and look at full-court pressure out of the Ichabods as Kozad will get ready to trigger it in. On the floor for the Cats, Harris, Erickson, Sullivan, and Kozad, who gets the inbound to Sullivan. Haley on the floor as well, and now Sullivan will take it across midcourt. Dribbles left side, down the lane, underneath the bucket, dribbles out of bounds, but we've got a whistle and a reach in, and the ball knocked out of bounds by McNeil, so Northwest will inbound baseline left. Someone needs to inbound. Now Haley strolls over and will trigger it in off the left baseline. Trying to find someone, lobs it all the way up front. Erickson leaps up, brings it down. With the left-handed dribble, scoots the pass back to Haley. Left side, fade away, three off the front of the rim. Tip-in attempt by Kozad, bounds on the rim, and then drops. It bounced a couple three times, hung on the rim, and then fell down. Kozad with 7 points, 62-47, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Mitchell goes cross-court, left side McNeil. Right in front of the scorer's table. Lobs the pass out front, Ulsaker. Now pass into the left corner. They bring it to Mitchell. They play keep away from the Bearcats. 62-47. Washburn in front of Northwest. They spread things out going four corners there. Bounce pass low left side. Underneath the bucket, Wiggins goes cross court for Ulsaker. Now right side, Chipman. Cross court left with seven on the shot clock. A three is good. Martin Mitchell knocks down the three right in front of the Ichabod bench. He's got 18 points. 65-47. Washburn in front of Northwest. Left side, Erickson on the wing. Through the lane, to the bucket, scoops the layup, it is good. Great English on his shot as he banks it in, falls to the floor, fouled as well, and he'll get a chance to go to the free throw line.
Well, we saw earlier today, Southwest Baptist men came back from 22 down to beat Pittsburgh State by 6. Don't know how much time they took to come back from that deficit, but it is possible, although Ichabod's a little bit tougher opponent than Pitt, so...
Erickson trying to make it a three-point trip down the floor does. Kyler Erickson with 8 points. And he remains perfect on the season at the free throw line. Now 3 of 3 through the lane. Mitchell to the bucket now instead. Tries to dish it as he goes through. Better whistle. Team went driving down the lane. Just to go on Northwest. And Connor Kirker picks up his first foul. 17th foul on the Cats. And this will send to the free throw line Martin Mitchell, who is 0-for-2 from there. Mitchell, though, 18 points on the evening. It's 4-of-6 on threes. He had 7 threes against Missouri Western Wednesday night, continuing his hot shooting. And the front end of the 1-and-1 rattles out. Fight for the board as Chipman comes away with it over Kozad and then leans back out and banks it up and in as he's underneath the bucket. Chipman able to get the rebound in the bucket. Makes it a 67-50 game. Northwest down. Erickson out to the top of the key. Right side for Kirker to the free throw line. Down the lane to the runner on the way. High off the glass. No. And the rebound. Ulsaker. And a whistle and a foul. He brought the ball down around his waist and that enabled Harris to reach in. And Harris will pick up his fourth foul. And they go to the other end to shoot some free throws with 5:25 left in the game. Chipman going to the sideline. And back in the ballgame, Zach Riggins. Hillsaker at the line. Sophomore out of McPherson, Kansas. Free throw. Good. He's 3-of-3 at the line. 18-point lead for the Ichabods. Funk back into the game. And Harris goes to the sideline. Knee bend, free throw, and it is good. Now both to fall. And Jared Henry in. He'll take her to the sideline. Also, he'll now stay in the game. They will bring Wiggins out instead. Olsaker thought he was going to the bench, but he gets to stay out on the floor as the Ichabod's going to file full court pressure. Inbound to Crooker. Being pressured by Henry as he takes it in the front court to the top of the key from our right to our left. Now to Erickson to the left wing. Back pedals out front for Kirker. Free throw line. Bounce pass into the lane for Kozad. Trying to go up with a shot and is fouled. Yeah, 1-and-1 opportunity to the line for Grant.
Well, you got to give Washburn some credit after going on that big run. Every time Northwest makes a few shots, tries to get back into it, Washburn comes right back down and keeps scoring.
Kozad with a 1-and-1 opportunity.
Ichabod shooting 57% from the field in this game.
Tough to beat the team when they're shooting that well. Free throw is good by Kozad. Now 2-of-2 at the line. Washburn earlier this year shot 58.3% at Lincoln, their highest total of the season. 69-51. Ichabod's in front of Northwest. Kozad's second free throw good as well. Now 69-52 lead for the Ichabods. Mitchell, a long pass into the front court, finds Riggins. Right side for McNeil. Cross court left side, Mitchell. Now to McNeil. Cross court left for Henry on the left in front of the scorer's table. And the running clock out front. Just tossing the ball back and forth. Northwest. 2-3 zone now. Low right side, they get it to Ulsaker up with a shot and a foul. They go low with it. And foul goes on Erickson. That'll be number one on Erickson, getting Christian Ulsaker back to the free throw line. And a timeout. 14:46 left in the game. It's Washburn 71, Northwest 52. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog, Remax Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
71-52, Washburn in front of Northwest. 4:46 left in the game. Going to the free throw line, Christian Erlsager. Fouled before the timeout.
One free throw for Erlsager.
Erlsager with 8 points. Had the shot and now goes to the free throw line to shoot one. Free throw good. And it's back to a 20-point game. Northwest Missouri State down. Out to the top of the key. Kirker down the lane on the left side. Bounce pass baseline left for Cozad. Guarded by Zach Riggins. Spins left on the block. Up with a shot. Gets called for the travel. Just a little bit off balance. Trying to go up with a shot off the low post. And it will belong to Washburn with 4:35 left. Inbound goes to Riggins. Now to Mitchell. Alley-oop, and they tried the slam with McGill. Couldn't get it to go, and the ball takes a huge bounce off the rim all the way to the Ichabod bench, and Northwest will have it. So a 20-point lead with 4:29 left. Ichabod's trying to do a little razzle-dazzle out there. Quicker into the front court between the circles. Right side finds Tyler Funk with the long jumper. Won't go too hard, and the rebound to Henry. Clears it for the Ichabods. Outlet for Mitchell. Just in front of midcourt. Trap gets the pass into the front court. Left for Riggins. And the ball kicked as he tried to go out front with the pass near the timeline. Intended for Mitchell, but ball kicked away. And it'll block to the Ichabods. 25 on the shot clock. 4:08 left in the game. Inbound left side. Mitchell. Goes cross court right for Henry. Lobs it back left side for Mitchell. Near the timeline. Henry. Left side, Mitchell. Back pedal, goes back right side, finds Henry, steps inside the arc, takes the jumper and rims out. Rebound Northwest. Kozak clears it, and now at Erickson. Cross midcourt to the top of the key. Free throw line right, back pedal, looks off the right side for Funk. Finds Kozak, cutting through the lane and the blocks off the right side. Shot won't fall, but he'll get to the free throw line. Fouled on the play. And Zach Riggins will pick up the foul. That'll be number three on Zach. Going up, trying to block the shot as Kozad went through the lane. Grant playing with four fouls. Picked up three early in the game. Had to set quite a bit in the first half. Then picked up a fourth early in this second half. Grant's free throw. Good. Nothing but it. He goes into double figures with 10 points. Joseph Smith in and Zach Riggins to the bench for Washburn. 3:39 left. Northwest down 72-53. Zach toes the line, gets ready for his second free throw. And that one's good. Full court pressure out of Northwest, and a whistle as the Ichabods call the timeout. Having a little trouble getting the inbound in against the pressure. With 3:39 left, Northwest trailing 72-54. Cats trying to make a late game run at this one, but boy, they dug themselves a little bit of a hole there at the end of the first half and really never been able to dig out of it.
Yeah, you look at the end of the first half and then on into about the first 5 minutes or so of the second half, allowed Washburn to go on a 22-4 run that allowed them to open up that lead that they got. It was about a 10-minute stretch that the Cats could only get about 4 points, and Washburn hasn't looked back from there. They took the confidence from that run and have carried that on through the tail end of this ballgame.
Northwest coming out of the timeout. As they'll be, again, going into full court pressure. Funk, Erickson, Sullivan, Kirker, and Kozad on the floor. Tyler Erickson getting quite a few minutes here in the second half. We'll take a roll inbound. And a long baseball pass down the floor. Finds in a stride. Mitchell lays it up and in. 20 points for Mitchell. Back to a 20-point game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Kirker. Through the lane, spins, bounce pass, baseline left, Kozad up with a shot off the glass, that's good, as he put it up and in over Erlsager. 13 points for Kozad, 74-56, Northwest down, back to full court pressure again. Henry with a pass to midcourt, Erlsager, into the front court right for McNeil. Ichabod's trying to run the clock out, just over 3 minutes left, baseline right side pass, McNeil back out front for Mitchell, top of the key, Erlsager. Left wing for Henry. Into the left corner, Smith. Long pass near the scores table, and they get it to Henry. Dribbles out top of the key. 8 on the shot clock. Out front, McNeil. Dribbling between the circles with 4 on the shot clock. Pulls up, jumps inside the arc, takes the jumper, rims out. Rebound pulled down by Henry. And he'll push it back out, and they combine with 35 more seconds to try to run off the clock with 2:38 left in the game. 74-56, Northwest down through the lane. Hilsaker dishes to Henry, trying to go back into the lane, and a foul. Northwest get called for the foul. This will go on Tyler Funk. That'll be his fourth foul. And this will get Mitchell back to the free throw line. Mitchell of 2 at the line. That's about the only place he hasn't hit tonight. Mitchell with 20 points total. And his first free throw rims out. Mitchell, a 76% shooter, normally a good shooter at the free throw line. He's 4 of 6 from 3-point range, 8 of 11 overall. Will McNeil going to the sideline. Smith back in. And the second free throw rattles out. And the rebound, Crooker for Northwest. He'll break it across the timeline right side. Northwest trailing 74-56. Erickson to the right wing. Out front, Crooker. Fast pass, free throw line for Funk. Through the lane, lost the handle on the dribble, and it will belong to Washburn as he'll take it the other way. Dalton Abel into the game. A freshman redshirt of Carbondale, Kansas at 6'3", seeing his first playing time. Martin Mitchell getting a good round of applause by the Ichabod fans as he goes to the sideline. Inbound knocked loose by Smith. Ball loose into the lane and diving after it. It's still in the backcourt underneath the Northwest bucket. There's a foul. And this one will go against Northwest. Tyler Funk will pick up foul number 5. He goes to the sideline with 2:13 left. We'll get Lyle Harris off the bench and into the game for Northwest. Christian Earlsaker back the other end. The shooter, 2 now.
Christian Earlsaker will be at the line for 2 free
throws. Swashburn team trying to battle some injuries as well. We talked about Alex North, who's played in 5 games this year, missed time with a concussion and then a knee injury. They're trying to get a medical red shirt for him. As Earlsaker knocks down the first free throw, remains perfect at the line and goes into double figures with 10. Bryce Simons also out this year with a knee injury, a guy they were counting on this season, but Hilsaker hits the second. And now 76-56 lead for the Ichabods. Off the left side, Harris. Out front for Erickson. Down the lane, runner on the way, but beforehand a foul out on the floor. And this one will go on Jared Henry. That'll be number 2 on Henry with 2:04 left.
Well, the Cats have some regrouping to do. They're going to get another shot at Washburn a week from today at Bearcat Arena. Like to have Dylan Starzl back by then, but just not quite sure if that'll be the case or not.
Erickson at the line, knocks down the first free throw. He's got 9 points all in the second half. Left-handed shooter, a 6-foot freshman out of Omaha, Nebraska, was a second-team All-Stater in Nebraska, and knocks down the second free throw, goes into double figures. 76-58, Northwest trails. Cats in full court pressure. Inbound left side for Abel. To Olsaker and a double team still in the backcourt. Finds Henry into the front court right side with the pass to Flowers. Puts up and in off the right side. Leon Flowers. And it's a 20-point game once again, Northwest down. Out front, Harris looks off the right side. Crooker with the 3. It's off the front of the rim. Takes a high bounce off the rim. And the rebound, Henry, for the Ichabods with 1:40 left. Cats back home on Wednesday. They'll face Fort Hays State and then Washburn next Saturday afternoon. Leon Flowers out between the circles, guarded by Sullivan. Cross court left side pass for Henry. Drives on Crooker, kicks it back right side. Smith, pass left side, catches Henry by surprise. Controls it and scoops the pass out near midcourt for Henry with 10 on the shot clock. 1:16 left in the game. Henry, top of the key, free throw line. Takes the jumper, banks it, and it rolls in. Been that kind of night. Henry knocks it down 80-58. Washburn in front of Northwest. Erickson through the lane to the bucket. Blocked away as he's knocked to the floor as well by Smith. That'll be number 2 on Smith, getting Erickson back to the line. 101 left in the game. Northwest trailing 80-58 to the Ichabods.
Tyler Erickson at the free throw line for 2.
Shooting two, first one on the way, good.
You know, it was going to be tough when you're playing a ranked team and for the ball game. I know you and I talked about it. We looked over there, and the two guys that were expected to be your leaders for this team were both in street clothes with Dylan Starzl and, of course, from the beginning of the season, Deshaun Cooper.
Second free throw by Erickson, good. Not only the really two guys that Northwest counted on, but really two of the top players in the MIAA sitting there on the sideline. Full court pressure, inbound to Henry. Gets a pass left side for Abel, and now to Flowers. Into the front court, left side Smith in the far left corner. Skips the pass out right side for Olsaker with 50 seconds left in the game. And his dribble knocked loose from behind by Harris, picked up by Kirker for Northwest. Kirker, left side Erickson on the wing, on the left side with the three, off the front of the rim, rolls around, hangs on the rim and drops in. Nice touch by Erickson. The second three of the game, 80-63, Northwest Missouri State down. Into the front court, right side Henry. On the right ring, Flowers, cross court, left side for Abel. Left corner, Smith way out of his range, knocks, takes a three, misses a rebound, and Erickson for the Cats to the top of the key. Through the lane, a little off balance, getting through a double team, knocked to the floor, foul coming up on Dalton Abel, that'll be his first. 20.4 seconds left, Northwest down 80-63.
Erickson went down kind of awkwardly there in the lane as he tried, got tripped up going through that double team.
The first team All-Metro player in Omaha. And his free throw is good. Now 16 points for Kyler. Also in the Nebraska Hall of Fame game, All-Star game, he was an MVP of that contest. Steps up, second free throw good. Making the most of his second half here. 80-65, Northwest Missouri State down. 16 seconds left in of the game. Into the front court, right side, Henry. His dribble knocked away from behind by Harris. Picked up by Sullivan. Now back to Harris on the drive with the bucket and is fouled. Olsaker with the foul, getting Harris to the line with 8 seconds left. Number four on Olsaker.
And Olsaker reacting right now, kind of the way I'm thinking. Why did I just do that?
8 seconds left. Got a pretty strong margin here. One thing you have to credit Northwest with the group they got on the floor right now, even though game out of hand, they are putting together a great effort. Harris at the line. Free throw good. 7 points for Lyle Harris, freshman out of Columbia Hickman. Eyes the bucket, second free throw, nothing but net. And then back coming to Jared Henry with 6 seconds left. He'll just dribble out the clock. And a tough night for Northwest men's and women's basketball teams in Topeka as both come up with losses against Washburn tonight. Final score in this men's game. It's a Washburn 80 and Northwest 67. We'll be right back and begin our post-game activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
80-67, Washburn with the win over Northwest in the men's game tonight. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Right, Gorder Northwest in the first half, down just by 4, 24-20 when Washburn started to make their run. It was a 22-4 run at the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half, and Northwest just could never recover from that.
Yeah, I mean, it was somewhat, I don't want to say surprising, but a little eerie how both games, the women's and men's games, kind of mirrored each other, where both Bearcat teams started out well, playing in a close game, looked like we were going to have a good battle in both of those games, and then runs by Washburn, big runs by Washburn, open up double-digit leads, and neither Washburn team looked back. They just continued to run with that and got big wins tonight.
Washburn women with a 64-53 win over Northwest. They came into the game ranked 9th nationally. For the Washburn men, ranked 17th nationally. This Washburn men's team plays pretty good basketball right now. Now winners of 9 out of the last 13 games. They had a 4-game winning streak snapped Wednesday night by Missouri Western, but they bounced back in a pretty impressive fashion tonight.
Yeah, that was one thing. When you saw that they lose at home to Missouri Western, you thought, oh, man, them losing twice in a row is just going to be so tough. And you knew coming in that they were going to be ready to go and didn't want to lose two straight, and that was the case tonight.
Bearcats with the loss fall to 15-7, now 8-5 in MIAA play, while Washburn improves to 15-5 and 8-4. In the conference. Good news, really, Matt, though, is when you look at the top seven in the MIAAs, still it's anybody's game right now.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, with the Cats now with only one more road game left in the regular season, as long as you win the home games like you're supposed to, they're going to have a chance to make some noise and still be in the battle for the regular season championship. But got to win those home games.
80-67, Washburn at the win over Northwest in the men's game. When we come back, we'll have the Extra Effort Award and more for you. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Athletic Director Wren Baker's announcement of his resignation to take a position with the University of Memphis.
We're so very proud of Wren Baker. You know, when he came here, there was a lot going on, John, as you may remember. He officially started in February, but he and I started our work together in December of 2010. And, you know, in his time here, John, he's elevated a number of areas across Northwest, whether it be academic compliance and certainly internal operations, but you go beyond there to some external operations and revenue enhancing generation, and really relationships throughout the Bearcat Nation family. And we're very thankful to Wren for all that he's done at Northwest. But, you know, bottom line is that he's being tapped for an excellent number two position at the University of Memphis, and it just illustrates his skill set and what he'll be able to bring to the table. At the same time, we're very thankful for Lori Hopkins, who will be serving as our interim athletic director as we move ahead in our search for our next successor. The timeline will be fairly rapid. You hate to overpromise and underdeliver, so I'll say let's underpromise and overdeliver. And when I say fairly rapid, I think that we're already generating some interest out there, and we'll be posting here in the very near future, and then get a list of candidates, call those down, and bring an excellent AD to our athletic staff, and move forward.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking about Athletic Director Wren Baker's resignation.
The X-
Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Northwest loses to Washburn in the men's game tonight, 80-67. Time now for our Extra Effort Award. And Matt Gwetter, a player for Northwest who hasn't seen a lot of playing time this season, came off the bench in the second half and really made the most of his minutes tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. He played 16 minutes but had 17 points in the game. He had a couple of threes, was 4 of 7 from the field. And Kyler Erickson, 7 of 7 at the free throw line tonight. Added a couple of rebounds to that, but just played good, solid, aggressive basketball in a night where it was just tough to come by things offensively for Northwest.
And Kyler with a career high, obviously, with this one, with 17 points tonight. Really gave the team a look, played well, kept the intensity level up, but just, again, unfortunate for Northwest that they built themselves a little bit too deep of a hole there at the end of the first half, early part of the second half. They only were outscored by one in the second half, 46-45, but just couldn't make a dent into that lead.
Yep, every time they tried to make a dent in that league, we'd see Washburn come down. And, you know, Washburn was 5 of 10 on threes, but it felt like they hit more threes than that because every three they hit, it felt like tried to or stopped what was going to be potentially a comeback run by Northwest.
You look at some of the things that Northwest wanted to do coming into this game. One of those was control the boards. They out-rebounded Washburn this evening, 34-28. Northwest had a total of 19 offensive boards. You have to like that. 15 defensive boards, but again, just couldn't make up a difference due to that one run. Turnovers, a few too many turnovers, 14 turnovers for Northwest, 12 for Washburn. And for Washburn, they scored 19 points off those turnovers, Northwest with 14. But I think you have to look at really second chance points, Northwest 25 compared to 7 for Washburn. A lot of the statistics, Northwest was right there, but Washburn 13-0 on fast break points out of the transition, one of the keys to this one as well.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest number right there, is they just got more transition buckets, gave themselves more opportunities to get up the court and get some easy scores, and took better advantage of it than Northwest did.
And for Northwest, looking at some of the scoring, three players in double figures, led by Kyler Erickson, all of his points coming in the second half. Grant Kozad with 13 points, got into early foul trouble, and really couldn't get into the flow of the game till late in the contest. 12 points for D'Angelo Haley, the three players in double figures for Northwest, and for Washburn. They ended up having four players in double figures, led by Martin Mitchell with 20 points. He was 4 of 6 from three-point range. 8 of 11 overall from the field. 16 points for Will McNeil. Also 10 points for Kyle Wiggins tonight. And 11 points for Christian Ulsaker, who came off the bench. And again, those are the double-figure scoring for the Ichabods, who improved to 15-5, 8-4 in the conference. Northwest falls to 15-7 and 8-5. We'll be back to have more for you on our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, as we wait for the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, to join us. Final score, Washburn 80 and Northwest 67. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And a tough loss for both the Northwest teams here this evening. And again, as you mentioned, Matt, really kind of similar games in the women's game earlier, in which Northwest lost 64-53, and then the men's game here, an 80-67 game.
Yeah, we just saw big runs by Washburn in both games that Northwest, neither team could recover from. They were double-digit runs, and that's what a lot of teams happen to see here in Topeka. I mean, it's not something that's just a Northwest thing. Washburn does that against a lot of opponents.
Yeah, they do. They get good support here, and it's a tough place to play basketball. A great environment for basketball, and the two teams, the Lady Blues and the Ichabods, really take advantage of that. And one nice thing about Northwest schedule-wise, and something we talked about, though, things really turn here the rest of the way. Northwest gets quite a few home games here. I think one long trip left out to Kearney, and outside of that, Bearcat fans have an opportunity to watch some pretty good basketball the rest of the way here.
Yeah, next week will be real interesting, since you're going to play the same schedule as they did this week, facing Hayes on Wednesday and Washburn on Saturday. I know in years past it's kind of happened when they had the round-robin schedule. We saw that happen with the turnaround and not quite back-to-back games, but weeks like this. But it's always interesting to see how the teams play the second time around after the first matchups this week.
One thing about it, we'll have to spend a lot of time scouting the opponents. You know quite a bit about the next two teams you got coming up.
Yeah, there'll be a few tweaks by the Bearcat team, since they were the ones that lost the matchups, you know, and I'm sure there'll be some tweaks by both Hayes and Washburn as well, but there's not going to be anything major. Even statistics-wise, you're not going to see a lot of differences between what you saw scouting the teams this week as well.
Northwest only had one lead in the game. I think that was a 15-14 game early on. And then when Northwest was down 24-20, the Ichabods went on that 22-4 run. And again, never looked back here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's those runs, big key to what we see a lot of times here at Lee Arena. If you can avoid them, you can get wins here, but that's tough to do.
80-67, the final score. Washburn with the win over Northwest. Back to wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Topeka, doubleheader loss for the Northwest Missouri State men and women tonight. Earlier tonight, 64-53, the final score. Washburn women with a win over Northwest as the Washburn women improved to 17-3 and 11-1 in the conference. Northwest falls to 11-10 and 5-8 on the women's side. And Matt, some interesting matchups really coming up for the Northwest women.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and one thing that's kind of unique, we're talking about how next week's the same as this week, get chances right away to avenge losses. And there's not a lot of teams on the schedule with so many teams in the conference that you do play twice. It used to be you played everybody twice, so you'd have a chance to avenge losses and get them at home. But next week, really the only chances Northwest will have at that this year.
And for the Northwest men, again, losing 80-67 tonight to Washburn. And again, another opportunity of them on Saturday, and hopefully some better things ahead for the Bearcat men.
Hopefully the home court will be the advantage they need.
And again, coming up this week, we've got all the action on the Bearcat Radio Network. The matchups on Wednesday with Fort Hays State, 5:30 and 7:30, airtime 5:10 with our pregame for the women. Then on next Saturday afternoon, Northwest and Washburn back at Bearcat Arena. But our next action Wednesday night from Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Fort Hays State. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. Matt Gorder here in Topeka, and also Dylan Rainey, engineering the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Topeka.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
All right, Dylan. How'd it go? Yeah, apparently he didn't make her, so... Did you get the women's game at, or women that, or coach at halftime? Okay, good. All right, let me see. Where's final for the women? Okay, I think I'm ready if you're ready. Okay, suggested lead. A tough evening in Topeka for the Northwest Missouri State men and women as they both posted losses at the hands of Washburn. John Coffey has the story, and it's coming in 3-2-1. For the Northwest Missouri State women, they dropped their decision to Washburn at 64-53. They were outscored in the first half 28-17. The teams were even in the second half 36-36, but again 64-53 at the final score. For the Northwest women, a couple players in double figures, led by Maggie Martin with 17 points and Annie Matthews with 12 points. She also had 4 rebounds and 5 assists as the Northwest women fall to 11-10 and 5-8. The Washburn women improved to 17-3 and 11-1. In the men's game, it was a 22-4 run by the Washburn men at the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half to put the game away as they cruised to an 80-67 victory over Northwest. The Cats were led by Kyler Erickson, who came off the bench in the second half and pumped in at 17 points, 13 points for Grant Kozad, and 12 points for D'Angelo Haley. The Northwest men fall to 15-7. They're 8-5 in the MIAA. Washburn improves to 15-5 and 8-4. Up next, the Bearcats will be back at Bearcat Arena Wednesday night as they host Fort Hays State. The women to tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. Play-by-play both beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. From Topeka, I'm John Coffey reporting. Okay, talk to you later. Okay, bye.